Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Acts chapter 20, verses 31 and 32. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Remember what your shepherds have taught you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. It was the last day of school, and it was time for Miss Schrader to say goodbye to her students. She knew all of her students very well. She had taught some of them for several years. Others she had known since they were born. The last day of school was always happy. Even if she didn't have her students in class again, she knew she'd still see them at school or in the community. This year was different, though. It was Miss Schrader's last day at the school. She would be moving far away in just a couple of weeks and didn't know if she'd ever see any of her students again. In the last couple of minutes before school let out, she reminded her students of the lessons she'd taught them and encouraged them to not forget those things. In today's Word of God, the Apostle Paul was saying goodbye to a church where he had spent 3 years teaching and preaching. He knew and loved these people like they were his own family. He was sad because he knew he would never see them again. Paul also knew that life would be hard for them. They would have to deal with false teachers and would be tempted to turn away from the truth that they had learned. So Paul committed them to God's care. He trusted that God would take care of them. He prayed that they would remember what he had taught them. Even though Paul wouldn't see them in person, his teaching would live on. They would be able to stand up against the false teachers as long as they remembered what they had been taught. All of us also have pastors and teachers in our lives who have taught us about God. They love and care for us, pray for us, and commit us to God's care. And because they've been so faithful in teaching us the truths of God's Word, we naturally want to remember what they've taught us and live according to these truths. So the next time you're tempted to stop listening because it seems like your pastor or teacher is telling you something you've heard 1,000 times before, don't. Remember that they are living out their calling of preaching and teaching God's Word. Then live out what you've learned for them. Act in a way that reflects what they've taught you. That's the best thank you you could ever give them. We take time in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for all the faithful pastors and teachers you have placed in our lives. Help us to always remember what they have taught us and live according to these teachings. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.